Cell therapy manufacturing, factors driving interest in cell therapy CDMOs. Cell therapy manufacturing is becoming of growing importance as more and more cell therapeutics make their way through clinical trials. One of the major issues with moving cell therapy products from bench to bedside has been manufacturing bottlenecks. The heterogeneous nature of cell therapy products has introduced manufacturing complexity and regulatory concerns, as well as scale-up complexities that are not present within traditional pharmaceutical manufacturing. Cell therapy manufacturing CDMOs. While these realities may sound like negative factors for the industry, the reality is quite the opposite. For cell therapy CDMOs, these factors create pressures for cell therapy companies to seek third-party partners who possess technical, manufacturing, and regulatory expertise in cell therapy development and manufacturing. Furthermore, much of cell therapy manufacturing now involves patient-specific cell therapies, where cells for an individual patient are processed one batch at a time. 10 years ago, it was a common belief that making separate batches of a therapy for each patient would never fit the big pharma business model. Logically, allogeneic therapies would better align with the pharmaceutical model, because universal cell populations could be prepared in advance to later be prescribed to patients in need, much like drug compounds have been administered for decades. Nonetheless, clinical data in support of patient-specific therapy has been compelling, so the pressure is on cell therapy CDMOs to make these therapies on a larger scale. It is now understood that both autologous and allogeneic cell therapies will contribute important therapeutic solutions. Today, there are opportunities for developing and manufacturing autologous and allogeneic cell therapy products, which vary greatly in their manufacturing requirements, routes for patient administration, and cost structures. Increases in cell therapy clinical trials have been a major factor driving progress with cell therapy manufacturing processes. As stated by Dr. John Rowley, founder and CTO of Rooster Bio, to date there has been substantial cell therapy product innovation. It is now time for the industry to focus on cell therapy manufacturing process innovation. Cell and gene therapy manufacturing. For cell and gene therapy manufacturing, benefits of partnering with a CDMO include scalability, speed to market, access to technical expertise without overhead costs, and cost efficiencies. As the demand for these services have grown on a global basis, dozens of market competitors have moved into cell therapy manufacturing services. Important market leaders for cell therapy manufacturing now include Roslin CT, acquired Lichen Bioscience, Minaris Regenerative Medicine, Wuzi Advanced Therapies, Nikon CLL Innovation Co., Ltd., NCLI, Poskesi, and over 130-plus other companies. In the gene therapy manufacturing space, companies are also rapidly populating. For example, two biotech company, Vectilis and Flash Cell, merged to form Flash Therapeutics, a developer of non-integrating lentiviral delivered RNA treatments. In addition to developing its own therapies, Flash Cell offers development and manufacturing support to companies worldwide pursuing lentiviral delivered therapies. Role of CROs versus CDMOs. While both contract research organizations, CROs, and contract development and manufacturing organizations, CDMOs, provide services to the cell and gene therapy industries, they serve different functions within the product development and manufacturing process. In particular, CROs primarily focus on providing research-related services, including preclinical research, clinical trial management, regulatory affairs, and data analysis. Their main objective is to support the research and development activities of their clients. As such, CROs are heavily involved in the early stages of drug development, where the focus is on understanding the pharmacology, safety, and efficacy of investigational therapies. In contrast, CDMOs specialize in providing services related to the development and manufacturing of cell and gene therapy products. Thus, their main objective is to support the manufacturing and commercialization activities of pharmaceutical and biotech companies. CDMOs typically offer a broad range of services encompassing drug development, process development, analytical testing, and manufacturing. This includes developing scalable manufacturing processes, producing clinical trial materials, and manufacturing commercial-scale products. CDMOs are largely focused on the later stages of drug development, where the emphasis shifts from research to manufacturing. Their expertise lies in optimizing manufacturing processes, ensuring product quality, and meeting regulatory requirements for commercialization. For example, Minaris Regenerative Medicine is a CDMO that is advancing the field of regenerative medicine, with a global presence and state-of-the-art facilities in Europe, North America, and Asia. Minaris offers end-to-end solutions for the development and manufacturing of cell and gene therapies, as well as tissue-engineered products. Their comprehensive services encompass process development, manufacturing, quality control, and regulatory support. To have immediate access to all known cell and gene therapy CMDOs, claim the global database of cell and gene therapy CMOs and CDMOs, 2024. CGT CDMO Companies, 2024, Rectangular.